Amen, amen, amen. We praise God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Again, welcome. God bless you. Welcome to the community thought for today concerning the Black Church. Today's conversation is the Black Church from the latest book and series by our brother, who's doing a great work. He's a historian. He's also a Harvard professor, and that is Henry Louis Gates Jr. He's doing an amazing work, and we praise God for his efforts. But he recently, saints, he wrote a book entitled The Black Church. This is our story. This is our song. And what he does, saints, in this series is so remarkable. And we want to just thank God for the support of the PBS and then this documentary series. And we was blessed on last night. There were so many features. And we want to encourage the saints, if you haven't seen it, please check it out. And so it's going to continue tonight at 8 o'clock. But we saw several features. We saw Oprah. I think we saw John Legend. We saw Jennifer Hudson and so many others. And what Henry, the Harvard professor, does is he traces the 400-year journey of the Black church, the Negro church in America. And what he does, he explores how it became the center of Black culture in American life and politics. And so Gates writes, the Black church was the cultural cauldron that Black people created to combat a system designed to every way to crush their spirit, my God. And so we thank God for the Black church. And so we thank God for so many who've sacrificed their lives. And so we're grateful today. And so we just want to engage and talk about the significance of the Black church. Before we do that, let's start with a word of prayer. God, we thank you. This is the day that you've made for us. God, we shall be glad in it. We are grateful for your grace. We thank you for your mercy you brought us thus far. We also thank God for all of our churches. We thank you for the Black church. We thank you for every denomination, and that's represented today. So we're grateful today for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You know, Paul talks about in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, he makes mention of sacrifice and love. He says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so we're grateful for the fellowship of our God, and we're also grateful for the sacrifice, but we're also grateful for why he loved us today, and we're grateful for the Black church and the support of the Black church and the Black family. Good afternoon, good afternoon. God bless you. We thank you for joining us today. And so we're grateful for the Black church, and Gates does an amazing job, saints, concerning the Black church and showing us the culture and how the church was birthed. The church was birthed due to racism, due to the situation of those who were oppressed. So we praise God for the church, but what Henry gives us is he offers the witness of the black church. And so today we want to engage, how does the testimony of the black church, or how can we connect to the church? What are some applications that arise from this documentary? And I believe that Gates is on to something. We praise God for his efforts. And so many have labored. So we praise God for them, and we thank God for the church. We praise God for the black church. So what a great work. But we also want to give attention to the challenges that we face today. Today, when we look at the church, there are so many challenges, even in the midst of this pandemic. There are economic challenges, but we've made some improvements. Keep in mind that the black church, where would we be without the black church? And so we praise God for the fellowship of the church, but as well as the community interaction. And so I suggest that we continue to teach our youth about the significance of the black church. One thing I noticed as I listened to Dr. Henry Louis Gates, he talks about the black soldiers. He made mention of the black music, the blues. If you listen to the music, you'll find our story. But we're always being a praying people. You know, the author of 2 Chronicles says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. That's something the family, the church, we've always prayed and seek my face. And then it says, turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. I believe that the black church has been the leading consistent institution here in these Americas. Why? Because of the need. See, since from the arrival of the first African slaves, their pursuit was freedom and equality. We still preaching that today. Hope, healing, freedom. Yes, we've made some improvements, and they passed the civil rights and so forth, but we're still facing some real issues. But the church has been the leading voice. We preach on our Sunday mornings from our pulpits, preaching hope and healing. But it's also the source that of continued struggle as we provide hope for those struggling in society, social, physical, mental. And so there are many challenges facing the black church. There's a challenge right now of our men, our black men in the church, and our involvement and participation. There are so many challenges. I don't know if you know, but there are statistics talks about there's about I think 1.2 million African Americans as far as our churches are concerned. There's about 42 million African Americans churches that are amidst, and when I say amidst, we mean along with not just the Negro church, but the mulatto church. Not just the mulatto church, that's your mixed breed church. So you have several kinds of churches. You got the Negro church, the black church and the mulatto church. Now, the mulatto church is the church that mix with well-to-do. You follow me? And so when we look at the history of the church, we've grown and it has changed. So now we have, in today's 21st century terms, the mega church. And what this pandemic has done, it has equaled the playing field to the point where we're getting back to the basics. And the basics is outreach and leadership development. We've always been equipping our families. Watch this. If you look at many of your entertainers, they've got their experience through the black church. Isn't that something? We'll explore our gifts in the black church. And so we're grateful for our experiences. We're grateful for our teachings. But our end here, one of the challenges is community development. We've always been a community of people. But one thing I noticed in the midst of this pandemic, it has caused families to pray more. It has caused families to tighten up. But there's also, for me, a failure to communicate the message of hope and healing. And I suggest that we draw more attention to this subject. What we're saying today, there needs to be an historical discussion about the makeup of the black church. And I just believe if we highlight and teach our young people about where this all began, our music, our leadership, and there's a uniqueness of the black family. We said a lot today. What are your thoughts of those who are on, if you've seen the piece by the black church? This is our story. This is our song. What are your thoughts today? Anyone? All right, we're in right there. Again, we are grateful for those who are listening in. I want to first of all thank you for listening in this conversation of the black church. This is our story. This is our song. And I believe there are some applications that we can draw from this piece of Gates. And tonight, I'm right at 8 o'clock. He's going to continue the witness of the black church. So get with your family and tune in as you talk about the history of the black church. We pray God's blessings on you. Listen, stay the course, keep up the good work. We're going to do the same. Let us pray for you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the historical role of the black church. We thank you, God, for the development of all of our churches. We thank you this afternoon, God, of the aid of the development of this genius of the black church. We thank you, God, for all of our clergy, all of our denominations. Thank you for being a training ground. We thank you for black theologians. We thank you for black authors. We thank you today, God, for black preachers, those that have a voice to speak truth to power. We thank you for people like James Cone and W.B. Du Bois, God. We thank you, God, for those who've laid the foundation. If my people will pray, humble themselves, God, I pray that you heal us today as we work towards healing in this land. Bless us now like only you can bless. In Jesus' name, the name that's above every name, we thank God for all of our churches, all of our denominations, and the political engagement. Bless us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless your bones today. And again, thank you for joining us. Again, watch it tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. You will be blessed. Again, we thank God for the work of Henry Louis Gates Jr., the Black Church. This is our story. This is our song. God bless your bones. Have a great day.